Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Friday afternoon. Our show is presented by Kreshion CBD. Kreshion CBD, products curated for life. Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here in Nashville. Chase McCabe down at 680 in Atlanta, which is directly across the street from Truist Park. Game 3 of the World Series tonight between the Braves and the Astros. That series tied at 1, and his trip is brought to you by 312 Pizza Company. There in Germantown. We are now joined by someone who really enjoyed their coverage after the games. Really enjoyed. Kevin Burkhardt is on the line. He is the host of the Fox Sports coverage, their post-game show. Kevin, how you doing?
Darren, Willie, Chase, good. I'm just curious why Chase gets to go and you guys get to stay back. Like, that seems a little unfair, no?
Well, he is the resident Bravos fan, so he is the huge Braves fan through and through. Willie is Mets. Myself is Indians/Guardians/whatever the new name is going to be.
That's going to take a minute to get used to, no question.
I've really enjoyed you guys. Why don't you guys have some fun, Kevin, with your show after these games? You know? So serious.
You know what, Derry? I mean, look. As you all well know, right, we're not doing brain surgery here, right? I mean, we're having fun in baseball. So if you can't have fun, I don't know how people at home are going to have fun if you all are boring and don't really care about the game and don't like each other. So I think it's our philosophy is just, yeah, like let's pretend we're at a bar having a drink and you're having it with us and talk ball. Right? It's not rocket science. So I appreciate it. That's kind of the goal. And look, the guys are great. I mean, I just have to throw lobs and they dunk it home every time. So for me, it's a lot of fun and it's, you know, I get helped out by them. You know, they each have such different personalities, but it all kind of works well together as a team.
You're right about that. That is a really good point. They do bring something different and unique to the table, but I've got to be honest, all three of us have been in a role like you're in, and we're not envious, and people don't understand, especially with the personalities that you have. I'm not envious of you trying to keep making sure, you know, at times the train stays on the tracks, right? I mean, trying to navigate through those waters is not always easy.
Yeah, you know, I think that's really it. I mean, I A-Rod always calls me the point guard, so I kind of look at it like that, and it's like, all right, if we're getting a little out of sorts, it's time to move on. But, I mean, the biggest thing that allows it to succeed is they are all awesome and easy, number one, and B, they trust me. So, you know, who am I to take shots at, you know, Big Poppy and bust his chops, right? But he doesn't care. He loves it. So, like, that's what makes it work. They don't, you know, like they have a trust in me and a faith in me where I'm allowed and okay to do that stuff and they love it and they kind of follow my lead. So I'm lucky in who I'm working with.
Yeah, I've been tuning in after every game in all seriousness to get coverage and, you know, analysis of the game, but also the fact I don't know what you guys are going to do. I want to know, you know, who is, you know, from Killing a Cockroach to, you know, the band playing next. I mean, I can't figure out what you guys are going to have from game to game. That's another intrigue of mine.
Well, the cockroach thing was it was funny how it worked out. You know, sometimes, as you know, when you're doing a live radio show for hours every day, like stuff just kind of happens and you go with it, right? So for those who didn't see it, I think it's on our MLB, Fox on MLB social account. But anyway, the other day, you know, Big Poppy's getting dressed in our trailer for the show. And he's like, oh, man. He comes screaming out of the room. He's like, there's a giant cockroach in there. You know, here's this monstrous human being. He's like one of the greatest hitters of all time. And he's freaked out. There's a cockroach on the wall. So Bardia Shireas, he does it all for us, coordinating producer, VP, you name it. He goes, I'll get him. So he goes in, and Poppy and I decide to film it, and he's, like, narrating it. And it was just so damn funny that, you know, we're in there, and we're talking about the post-game show. And we really honestly don't talk a heck of a lot about it. We have a couple of ideas, like, hey, let's do this and this, and then we just kind of let it roll. But, you know, we were like, let's put the roach on TV. And Barty is like, come on. I was like, no, it's funny. And, like let's just do it, you know? So It was like a real-life thing, and we just threw it on TV. I don't know if that makes us fun or idiots, but, you know, hopefully you got a laugh out of it.
Oh, I was laughing out loud, especially awesome. When that sucker came off the wall, his reaction. Oh, yeah, I'm glad I didn't have a drink in my mouth. I would have spit it out for sure. Are you surprised, Kevin, that so far through two games, Atlanta was in control in game one, Houston's Bennett was in control in game two, that we haven't had a nail biter yet?
You know, I think what I'm surprised about the most is we haven't had a nail biter, for the Astros once. So Fox, we always have the World Series. We switch leagues every year with Turner. So we have the American League this year, and every single game the Astros played in was a blowout. I mean, they didn't have one. I mean, there hasn't been one close game where in the ninth inning, you know, their closer is in, or even the opposing closer's on. They're either getting blown out or blowing somebody out. It's been a very odd postseason from that aspect. Obviously, the Braves played a ton of close games this postseason. Every game with the Dodgers was a nail biter. So they're more used to it. I guess I'm just waiting for that signature game, that signature moment where you're kind of biting your nails in the eighth and the ninth inning with these two teams. And I think the one thing that makes that hard is both of these offenses are so explosive that it's so easy to put up a 5-6 run inning and then there goes the game, right? So that's what I'm waiting for. So to answer your question, I am surprised. I haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting for that nail biter, and maybe tonight's the night.
Kevin Burkhardt is with us from Fox. World Series Game 3 going on tonight in Atlanta. So tonight, Kevin, you would think each team is playing that game again. Can I get 4, 5, 6 out of the starter? Luis Garcia, you were mentioning the LCS, unbelievable recovery from getting absolutely battered and then injured in his first go-round and then throwing a heroic game to eliminate the Red Sox. So what do you think we get tonight?
Well, from Garcia, I mean, you're right, Willie. I mean, look, he was a good pitcher during the year, right? So it's not like he's totally out of nowhere. He had a good year. But obviously he got shelled and then he got hurt. The thing with him is I've never seen a pitcher in human history add 4 miles an hour to their fastball one start later after making a mound adjustment. And it wasn't just like he threw 197. He was throwing 96, 97 the whole game. It was amazing. I know adrenaline can carry you so far, but that was a different guy. I mean, that's why he threw stone or no hitter. His stuff was disgusting. So is that going to continue tonight? To me, that's a big storyline for him. But he's been a solid pitcher for them this year. And then for Anderson, he's great. And his numbers at home are staggeringly good. You know, but I think here's the thing for Atlanta. With Morton getting hurt, they've got to get innings from somewhere. Their bullpen's been awesome. I think it's a big ask, though. So Anderson, they've taken him out third, fourth innings. They've been quick to go to their pen, and I get why. Their pen has been sensational. But let's just say you do that tonight. Can you do that 3 days in a row? Because right now they've got two bullpen games the next 2 days, essentially, because Morton's out, so he won't start game five. I don't know that you can. Maybe you can. Maybe it works. I don't think, though, for the Braves to win the World Series that Ian Anderson could go three innings tonight. That's just my personal opinion.
And, of course, there's a Nashville tie to that, Kevin, because Kyle Wright was a great pitcher at Vanderbilt, pitched in the College World Series, was their ace, and he was a first-round pick, and he's really struggled, as you know, for the Braves, only pitched two games, threw a really good inning the other night. So we're all kind of curious if he ends up having to be in this mix somewhere.
I think he's got to be in the mix. I think it was really smart for Snicker to get him in the other night. The game was over, give him a little taste of it, because for those who don't remember, last time he pitched a postseason game, he got murdered against the Dodgers in Game 3 last year. Man, that was at the inning. The Dodgers scored 11 runs in the first inning. So I think that was a brilliant move just to get him a little taste of the action, and so hopefully his nerves will be calmed down. But I don't see how he's not at least some part of this for the next couple of days. I think he's got to be.
Kevin Burkhardt is with us from Fox. Does the MLB coverage for them, and of course Game 3 tonight of the World Series. And Kevin, I think last year when the National League had the DH, I kind of had gotten to reserve the fact of, okay, they'll probably keep this, whatever, no big deal, and they ended up getting rid of it, going back to the old way this year. Now that we're at the World Series, this is why I love the rules so much, because there's that extra layer of strategy because you don't have the DH in a National League park. I mean, Brian Snitker is looking at it. Does he take Jock Peterson out to keep Soler in, or what does he do with his lineup? And then obviously Houston is going to have to hit the pitcher. So I think that adds just another layer of things as the series comes to Atlanta.
Well, Chase, to answer your couple questions, I would say I would say you got to play Soler. I can't imagine not playing him. I would put Jock Peterson on the bench. I think Jock's good in that role anyway, coming off the bench and pinch hitting, and I think he's fine with that role. Obviously, you got to play Rosario. He's been the hottest hitter in the postseason next to Yordan Alvarez. So I think that's that, and that's the beauty of it. They're, you know, the Braves are actually fine with the DH. They've got a roster where they can play the DH and not get hurt. For the Astros, it's always interesting for the American League team. So they're going to have Alvarez out there in the outfield, and they're going to put Kyle Tucker in center, where he hasn't played that much. For them, though, they played Alvarez in the outfield a decent amount this year, probably to get ready for this. But he's fine out there. He's not bad. Now, look, it's a little different left field in Houston. There's a lot less territory to cover than here in Atlanta. And Kyle Tucker, even though he doesn't have a lot of experience in center, he's a terrific defender, a gold glove finalist. So I think generally they'll be fine. You know, and they've got the lead. They can make a switch late in the game. But they don't want to mess with their offense. So we'll see. I mean, well, he'll get tested out there. But Alvarez, he was fine out there. I don't think he's going to be a gold glover, but I don't think he's going to kill you either if you're Houston.
Win or lose this World Series, is this justification enough that Dusty Baker was the right hire for Houston, coming off of everything they went through with the scandal and all of that, but to be able to right the ship and then get them right back to where they have been, and not to mention what, you know, he's accomplished in his career. But it's been interesting to see Dusty Baker be able to manage this team.
I think Jace 1,000,000%. I mean, he's obviously had an incredible career. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame manager. I mean, you know, when you think about it, he's gotten some bad breaks over the years. But I think he's heck of, I've never heard one negative word about Dusty Baker ever. I mean, everyone just loves the guy. When you're around him, you could see why. But I think to have a stabilizing, respected force come in, and with everything going on with Houston, it's like, well, Dusty's there. Okay. So it gave them a positive, you know, a positive spin on what was so negative, because he's so well-liked and so well-revered in the game. So I think absolutely he was the right guy. And it's just so fitting, right? I mean, in Atlanta, you know, here's Dusty Baker trying to win his first World Series as a manager, been in the game for 50 years, and, you know, he's in the World Series trying to do it in Atlanta when he made his debut as a kid with Hank Aaron playing back in the late 60s. Mm. I mean, if that isn't a great story, I don't know what is.
Yeah, no doubt about that. As you can imagine, around here, there's a lot of chance for MVP when it comes to Braves third baseman Austin Riley. But where do you think realistically he falls in that category with the rest of the National League?
Well, I mean, the thing is, with what hurts Riley is they're so good. I don't know that he's definitely the MVP on the Braves, Chase. You know, I mean, he had an unbelievable year. I mean, obviously led their team in average and homers and RBIs, but you know, when the guy won the MVP last year is on your team and also had a very good year, when your second baseman, after your superstar center fielder went down, when your second baseman, Albies, had 100 RBIs and was as good as any player in the game, I think that hurts him a little bit. I'm still giving the MVP to Tatis. And I know Harper's right there too, but I don't know. I watched enough Padres game this year where he was just out of this world, and they would have been horrendous without him. So that's my vote. I think he's certainly in the mix. I think he had a wonderful year. I think he's going to be a superstar. But I think all the other talent on that team hurts him a little bit in my eyes.
On the way out, Kevin, we need you to use your pool in NFL circles and help us out here in Nashville. Can you
okay,
please have the NFL, the league, make the MVP award more inclusive than just quarterbacks, so Derrick Henry can get a real shot to be the league's MVP, because he deserves to be there, but it just seems like we're always just talking about the best quarterbacks.
You know, I won't argue with you. I mean, he is amazing. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anyone so big run that fast in my life. I mean, it is incredible what he is doing. I mean, I'll only say last year it was so hard. You know, Rodgers was so insanely good last year. And so, yeah, the quarterback's always going to get the looks. But right now, I mean, the way it's set up right now, I mean, you can make a case for a lot of guys, and I know it's, you know, gosh, we haven't even played 8 weeks yet, but I am right there with you. I mean, he has to be at least super serious consideration. I mean, put it this way, after being right up there the last few years, this should be the year that he wins it. I mean, he is just sensational.
That would be awesome. Hey, keep up the good work. Thanks for the visit, as always, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, fellas, it's been a while, so thanks for having me on, and enjoy the games, okay?
All right, you do the same. Thanks, Kevin Burkhart does a tremendous job for Fox Sports, and, of course, he has been anchoring their post-game coverage, and it's been fantastic with Big Poppy and A-Rod and Frank Thomas, and they have a blast. They have a good old time, and I've been watching it because – you know, and Pedro Martinez, of course, who doesn't stop talking. He talks a lot. But you love them, right? Like, they do. They are unique. Like, they all bring something different to the table. So good stuff there from Kevin. Always good to talk to him. Pick six coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll come back and wrap up the third hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase. But first, Willie's going to tell you about QC Kinetics.
QC Kinetics, yes. In fact, for the Zoom, I need to work on like a presentation. Like, you know, I don't know how you do a Q with your QC, but I'll work on that for down the road just for presentation purposes. But if you're tired of living with chronic pain, like knee pain, joint pain, other joints, listen carefully because now there are new treatments available here. Not talking surgery or steroids. We're talking about regenerative treatments from the medical professionals at QC Kinetics. It's the leader in these exciting biologic therapies, QC Kinetics. They help restore and repair damaged tissue in your joints with lasting results. So if you've got pain in your knees, shoulders, hip, or back, joint pain that won't go away, you need to check out these new treatments with astonishing patient satisfaction reports. They can actually help your body restore and repair itself with no downtime, no drugs, and no surgery. That's got to be appealing to you. So check it out. You owe yourself to check out this option. Schedule a free consultation with QC Kinetics, 615-249-4024. 615-249-4024. It's exciting stuff. Don't wait, call today. It's QC Kinetics, 615-249-4024.